mean, you don't really have to be good to play professional. Mm-hmm. I mean, the hardest worker is always going to be there. Even if, have you watched MLS?
Yeah, yeah.
Even probably like you could say, oh, I'm better than that guy. Yeah. But do you work harder than him?
Welcome to another episode of the Concrete Message Podcast. We have Jordan Perez with us today. How you doing, bro?
Hi, hello.
Oh, that was really awkward, but welcome. <That's good. laughs> Welcome to the Concrete Message Podcast, man. Excited to have you, to hear your story, where you're from, and so forth. What team do you play for?
Play for Leones Negros.
Okay, because I wasn't going to say that, because yeah. I can't, you know, we don't get taught how to say things like that over here, but...
Did you not take Spanish in high school?
I did take Spanish, but the guy was from Spain, so every time I would pronounce a word, he's like, it's very, you know, very structured. Yeah, so I was getting everything wrong, but I failed out of that, you know. That's why my Spanish is so bad. But welcome to the show, man. Excited. Can you kind of share a little bit about yourself, originally where you're from, where you're at now in your life, what you're doing, and so forth? That was a lot, but... Take it away.
Well, I'm actually from the United States. I was born in Los Angeles, California, my whole life. Since I was little, I've been playing soccer like at the age of 5 I started, I could say. But like that's when I got introduced to the game. My dad brought me a ball. He's like, "Oh, kick it." And I, like from there, since I was little, I've been like a fast runner. I was like,
yeah,
talented with running. Always been fast since I was little. By the age of 7, that's when like I started like seeing that I was actually pretty good at soccer.
Yeah.
Like that's when the kids at school would start playing in like recess time, 15 minutes. Like I would get the ball and like I would see my dad play.
Yeah.
And I'll do like the same things and then like it would work all the time and
nice.
I would look like the best player in school sometimes and like that's when I started like saying like, oh, I'm actually good at
something. Yeah. I could do this.
Yeah.
And what high school you go to? Or?
I went to 2 high schools. I went to Lawndale and Hawthorne.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm. Is that where you met Renee?
Yeah, that's where I met Renee since middle school.
Yeah, shout out to Rene. He's right here.
Shout out to Rene Ortiz.
He's next on the podcast.
So like you guys have a soccer history in your family, or how did like that start? Like, were you introduced like just for fun, or was it like, okay, you're gonna play soccer?
Well, I have family. It runs in the family.
Okay.
My uncle was a professional soccer player. My dad played professional like 2 years.
Oh, dope.
And then he got injured, unfortunately. But
yeah, injuries.
Yeah. I think he wanted to make a child who could finish what he couldn't do.
Well, okay.
So that's what I want to do, and that's what I'm gonna do.
Yeah, where did your dad and you said your grandfather?
My uncle.
Uncle. Where did your dad and uncle play?
They played in Chivas, Guadalajara.
Oh, dope. Mm-hmm. Not Chivas USA.
No.
All right, cool.
No, he actually played for Chivas USA, right?
Yeah.
You in the academy?
Uh-huh. When I was like, 9 years old? 10?
Oh, well, I was going to start ripping on them, but never mind. I'm going to close my mouth on that.
Well, I mean, you could rip on them. They were never really good.
Yeah, I'm joking.
They were like a wannabe Chivas.
Yeah.
That's what they were saying about LAFC is like Chivas 2.0, but it's not going to happen.
Nah, I don't think so.
They're too official.
They're more better.
Yeah, they're too official to be Chivas. That's dope, man.
So how was your experience in Chivas USA? Like, what was that about? How do you get in there, actually?
It was connection, but other than connection, you still have to be good.
Yeah.
My dad he's friends with, like, the people he used to play with before are, like, the owners of those teams. So he would talk to them and be like, oh, yeah, I brought my child. They watch him play, see if he's good. If you like him, then he'll stay.
Yeah.
And we had a scrimmage, and somehow they made us play like a tryout game, and I scored 9 goals.
I heard something about 9 goals once. I heard something. You told me something like
that. Yeah, I scored 9 goals in the tryout scrimmage, whatever. Jeez. And from there, they had me. They're like, oh, yeah, you're staying.
Yep, yeah. Sign up.
You know, that reminds me of, do you remember Jack McBean? Do you guys remember him from McBean. The Galaxy?
Oh, yeah.
McBean. I used to question, like, how did this guy get on? Like, he even started first team. And then he went to, I forgot, Coventry in England to play for a little bit. But I was like, dude, how does this guy even play? I mean, he's terrible. Like, he's just, but he, I think it's like one of those things, his parents knew someone and stuff. I don't know if he's playing.
I mean, you don't really have to be good to play professional. Mm-hmm. I mean, the hardest worker is always going to be there. Even if, have you watched MLS?
Yeah, yeah.
You even probably like, you could say, oh, I'm better than that guy. Yeah. But do you work harder than him?
Yeah. Is the question. That's the thing. Yeah.
They're hard workers, so they're there.
Yeah, man. Because I've seen some MLS games.
Yeah.
I'd rather see junior college players, to be honest.
But the development is growing in the MLS, I think. But
yeah. But like, I feel like in the hood, you find the best talent.
Yeah. So what, as far as, because I don't want to get off your 9-goal situation that you had going on. What happened? I'm just kidding. I'm not going to say what happened. But what happened as far as that point on? Like, did you play college? Did you just go straight into playing in Mexico?
I was playing academy in a club.
Okay.
So I didn't, like, school soccer didn't really, like, have got my attention.
Yeah.
I felt like playing with school is just going to, like,
slow you down.
Maybe I could, like, get hurt in one of those games instead. Because you're playing against people that are trying to be someone. And, like, it's different when you're playing club and school.
Because
the school, like, there's kids that don't know how to play soccer sometimes, and they just go in to kick you. And it's like, they don't really know how to play, yeah. Well, I played school. I played high school.
Where'd you play?
In Londo. When I was in Londo, my freshman year, I played with varsity 1 year with them. And after I switched to Hawthorne, I didn't play high school anymore.
I blame that guy over there.
Blame Renee.
Bad influence. Just kidding.
Nah.
Nah, that's cool, though. Like to hear, like, kind of, like, where you come from. And, like, I want to, like, now, I used to see you a lot in the courts, like, why would you go there, or like friends?
Since I've heard before opening them.
Yeah,
I heard like 5 months before they opened them that they were gonna open them, and now like, damn, like it's right next to my house.
Yeah,
and now I know where to go every time I have nothing to do.
Yeah,
yeah, and then I was happy when they opened them. I was already there,
yeah,
waiting to see how it felt, and it felt amazing because I'm not like. Like, it feels good to be in little courts.
Yeah.
Knowing that you're right next to them. Like, it's right, like my backyard. You're like, yeah, I got free courts.
Yeah.
You just go play whenever I want.
Yeah.
So, what do you feel? You feel like the small-sided game has helped you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's where all the skill comes from.
Yeah.
All the natural development of the, like, recognizing the ball and stuff.
Yeah.
Because you play, it's different playing indoor and outfield.
Yeah.
Way different. It's a whole different game.
Yeah.
And like playing indoor has helped me a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like developing skills. That's basically where I get all my skill from.
Yeah.
Playing indoor. Because outfield is more technical.
Yeah.
It's more tactical and it's more ball passing and controlling the ball, your touch and everything. And like indoor is more like you're working more on your dribbling. On your accuracy of shooting, because since the courts are little, you have to score on those. So if you can score on the little courts, like now imagine like scoring on a big court, it's like so easy.
Do they do that a lot in Mexico? Is what? Play indoor, like where you're at? Do you guys do that in your training sessions?
My training sessions, no.
No,
never. Okay. We don't. We always in the field.
But I feel like in Mexico, around the
in
the streets,
and like in el barrio and all that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's full of soccer. Yeah. More soccer over there than here.
For sure, yeah.
Yeah, you see kids playing in the street, what, like 10 on 10?
Yeah.
They cover the whole street playing. Put their backpack right there and they play.
Yeah, it reminds me of the court, the second field, that the family that's always playing. These guys play like 15 on 15.
Oh, the Arabs inside?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, they're just slamming each other into the gate.
Yeah, they're... That's what I mean, playing with people that don't know how to play. Dude, you get hurt.
And then they end up fighting half the time.
Yeah, they fight every time.
Fight with each other.
It's crazy.
how would you say that playing in Mexico differs from LA?
Oh, it's more... In
what ways?
The gameplay is different. Like, here, it's more hard... Like, the hard worker, and mm-hmm. it's more the one who has the most, like, athlete. Here is the only thing they want here is an athlete.
Yeah.
That's all they want. Someone who could run the whole day without... They want pretty much horses.
Yeah.
Because here is pure kickball.
Yep.
Kickball. They're like, oh, yeah, I'm going to send you the ball. You catch it. You're faster. I want you on the team.
Mm-hmm.
They want fast people. And over there, it's more... The game is really different. They want someone who has vision, who mm-hmm. could pass the ball around, who knows what to do when they get the ball already. Like, they give you the ball, you make a play, 1, 2, 3, another play, you switch the ball around.
Yeah.
And it's more tactical over there. It's technical.
Yeah.
It's more passing. Like, if you watch a professional soccer game, like Liga MX, like mm-hmm. Mexico, you're not going to really see them running a lot. They're always going to be passing the ball around. They're going to be running, but in space.
Yeah.
Spaces. Like, you won't, like, rarely see them do a kickball, like,
yeah,
only when the goalie kicks it.
Yeah.
But still, like, they'll do, like, only when they have to. But, like, a defender to, like, just blast the ball to the forward and catch it, and, like,
that's do you see a lot more fighting in that league
in Mexico?
Yeah, I remember there's one guy, was it Blanco, what was his first name?
Cuauhtemoc?
Yeah. I think he used to fight with everyone.
Wow, he's crazy.
He even came to MLS.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's crazy.
Fighting with everyone. Is it a lot more aggressive?
It's not that it's more aggressive, but people over there have more pride.
I can see that.
Like, you can't even tell them anything because they'll be like, what? They won't stand, like, they will not say no to a fight.
Yeah.
Like, in the streets,
yeah,
you're driving, and over there, they're like, oh, what are you looking at? They'll just get out and fight you.
Oh,
like,
damn.
That's, like, something they have to do.
Wow, that's, like, crazy.
Rene, is that how it is in El Salvador?
Oh. That's how it is in Hawthorne.
Yeah, first day at Hawthorne.
It's crazy.
What's it called? Eric? Is his name Eric? The kid? Eric?
Yeah, right?
Eric? Is that his name? Trying to fight some, like, 45-year-old guy. I'm like, dude, you're 15. Like,
Didn't he tell you to get this on camera?
Yeah, I was like, dude, go do homework or something. Man. Why are you trying to fight the kid?
Should go train to be a boxer.
Yeah. He's like, trying to, I'm like, dude. All right, whatever.
Nice passion.
Anyways, yeah, but but no, the passion and the pride, I could definitely see that, you know? Over here, it's like, I mean, we are starting to get that, though. Like, with the new teams coming in and, you know, Austin and Nashville and Miami.
I think LAFC is doing a really good job.
It's the competition is starting to
grow. And you get these European players coming in.
Yeah.
Obviously, they're older, but it's still building the community here. And like you said, LAFC is doing a good job with the whole,
He says the difference over there than over here. Over there is over here is like kind of like kickball, like he said. Yeah. But when you see Bella, like, score.
Yeah, he makes it easy.
Yeah.
That's what you're supposed to do, pass the ball, give it back. If you can't, pass it again.
Yeah.
Like, just kick it.
I had a couple of friends that played in Mexico, and they tell me, like, well, Brian's one of them. He was with the Pumas U20, and he said, like, dude, over there, it's crazy. It's like the vision, how they want you to play the ball, how it's all tactic, how to move it left to right, and everything is crazy. He said, like, over here, like, he's still 20, 21. If he wants to, he could play for MLS, but he says he doesn't want to. It's depressing to see that.
They had that same issue. I think I was telling you about it in the English Premier. Like, this is, I'm gonna guess like 100 years ago, whatever. When English Premier was really starting point. But there was this book that was written by this guy that was talking about how the reason English Premier is always go forward because it was like an ego thing where they didn't want to go lateral or back because they felt like you weren't a man and you needed to go forward to attack on. So you see that, I mean, English Premier League has gotten better, but like years ago, it was very much so like just kick the ball forward and we're going to go Clyde and see what happens.
The Tech.
Yeah, that's why it's like one of the roughest. And you see why the league is more technical.
They haven't won a championship, a World Cup in a while.
I know. So they got to fix it, figure some things out. But that's really cool to hear that, man. Would you say that there's anything that you've struggled with being over there? Then
that
kind of you picked up
the
here.
Air.
Oh, yeah.
The height. There's a big height difference.
Oh, really?
So
Guadalajara's...
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a big height difference.
Yeah.
Right here, you're right next to the beach. Yeah. And over there, you're not. So you get tired fast if you're coming from here.
Yeah.
Like, it took me, about a week or two to get used to the air there. So, the first trainings, the first week I got there, I was,
dying.
Yeah, I was like, what the hell did I just get myself into?
You don't remember that thing with the U.S. going and playing over there? Yeah, it was such a big deal because the guys from the U.S. couldn't breathe.
Hey, no, you can't.
The effort is
you can't breathe.
They're
like
having trouble breathing.
I played one half.
Mm-hmm.
I was like I couldn't. Like your throat just gets dry and you feel like you can't even get oxygen anymore. Like what the hell? And then you watch these other little players, 5'2" players, just taking everyone. Like you're like what the hell are they? Like how are they doing that?
Yeah.
But then I noticed that the coach was like, "Oh yeah, I understand. Like you're struggling right now because you live right next to the ocean, and it's a way big difference."
Yeah,
yeah.
People
man.
Might think "Oh look, this player just came from the U.S. He can't even handle a game."
Yeah.
But what they don't know is that you're coming from the ocean side, and just going to freaking.
Yeah. What about the technical side of things? Is there things that you struggle with?
Technical?
Yeah.
No.
When you first started,
I've always
don't try to act like you're just
no. He's good technically.
I've always trained with my dad. I mean, he really knew he was gonna send me over there, so we would train every day in the mornings. All he would make me do is technical ball touch, like controlling the ball, passing, centering, work on giving the ball back. You give it to my feet on the volleys and stuff. Touch, because he's like, oh. All they care over there is the person who messes up the least.
Oh, really?
The person who messes up the least is the person they're going to want.
Okay.
You can be the best player on the team, but if you're the one that takes the ball and doesn't do anything with the ball, doesn't pass it, doesn't score, but you take every player, they don't care. They just want you to make a play and make something out of it.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And that does make sense.
That does make sense. What would you say a strong attribute as far as
a strong attribute?
Be more specific. As you know, technical is good, but what makes you? What did they see in you that they said, "Hey, we want to bring this guy over," and so forth, so forth.
Well, the difference, which is the skill.
Hmm.
Not everyone over there really does showboat, you know?
Yeah.
Everyone over there plays basic.
Basic, yeah.
If they find a player that will give you the ball, you do a play, you take one, two. You could do a bicycle, Ronaldo, you do a chop.
Hmm.
You do a no look pass.
Yeah.
So you center the ball to their head and they're what the hell? We want this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you could do an aka.
Yeah. You're doing bicycle kick and cross you the ball. And, everyone there, they're not really tempted to do that.
Yeah.
Everyone there doesn't really, aren't risk takers. So they play easy.
They don't want to get yelled at.
They're not bola. Just kidding.
They don't want to get yelled at.
Yeah, man.
And you got to be careful when you do that. You have to make sure it's going to work. If not, just let it go.
Yeah. If you can't do it. Don't do it.
Yeah, that would I would only do that on one-on-ones. Or
yeah.
If I was playing as 10, they would like me playing as 10 because they said I would I normally play 9.
Yeah.
But when I went over there, they were like, "Oh, I want you as 10 because you come back for the ball and you make a plays and stuff."
Yeah.
You know how to take players and you have speed. And I want you to use your speed there. But I was like, I don't know how to play 10.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, "Oh, well, it looks like you do. I put you as 10. They were like, "I put you as 10, and it looked like you played there your whole life." I was like, "Wow."
Because of your technique, too.
Yeah. I was like, "Wow." Because I was like, they give me the ball, I give it back. And then I'm like, "Oh, pass it back." And then they pass it back. And you got to talk over there.
Yeah.
You need to scream. Yeah. That they really care, about your voice. The player over there that doesn't scream, they don't want them. "Oh, what do you have your mouth for? You're not going to..."
Yeah.
"You want the ball? Say that you want the ball. Say that that they're coming at you. Make sure, like, you gotta talk. Yeah, everyone has to be the captain in this team. That's dope. Everyone needs to scream.
Yeah. I mean, it's the truth though. Like, we, you know, coaching little kids, they, you know, half the time kids want the ball and they're like, be like, dude, you gotta talk. I mean, you, it's a learning process, but. Yeah. I agree with that, man.
You have to really, like, just let go of yourself. If you're shy, if you're shy and, like, you don't even play.
Yeah.
If you're shy, like.
Yeah.
And this might sound like a dumb question. You speak fluent Spanish, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Because I always wonder, guys that go to Europe's like, dude, how do you communicate? Like, it's a ball and that's the easiest communication.
They're always gonna, like, they're always gonna go to a place where they know they, like, where they're from. Let's say they go to a place in Europe. Oh, maybe their parents are from there. So they, like, speak the language.
Mm-hmm.
But people who don't, I don't know how they do that.
Yeah, that's rough, man.
Yeah.
Just me in Mexico playing, I'd be like, oh. I mean, I know. You'd probably get lost.
I live over there with my brother, and he was like.
Oh, your brother lives over there?
Yeah, I have a brother that lives over there.
Oh, that's dope.
So I'm staying with him. The family, he takes me everywhere.
Yeah, the family is not a big issue that you miss. Of course, you miss people over here.
Yeah.
But it's not like a big hit. No. That's good. That's really good, man.
And he was like, I'm really surprised that you don't get lost in the trainings. Because, like, they talk fast and it's fluid Spanish. Like, oh, vamos a hacer esto. Vamos a pasar el balón. Hacer recreativo y todo. Like, they say other words that you're like, what the hell?
Yeah.
And then, like, you really gotta pay attention.
Shit, yeah.
If you don't pay attention for 1 second, you're gonna miss the whole thing.
The whole play.
The whole training session.
Any good stories as far as being there, maybe even outside of practice?
That you I remember I see you, like, in the mud and shit.
The mud?
Yeah.
Oh, there's.
Like, I told him, I DM'd him, like, bro, you should be documenting everything you do, man. It's like,
start your own vlog.
Yeah, there's a lot of things to do over there. Well, more than here. I'm never even home over there. Only to sleep.
Oh, nice.
Man, I have, like, a curfew. Like, at 9, I have to be home, ready to shower and sleep, like, at 10:30. 11, the latest, because I have to wake up at 6, 7 in the morning just to get to the practice. Because practice starts at, like, 8:30, 9. Oh. 8, actually. It starts at 8 because I have to be there at the gym.
Yeah.
At 8, and then at 9 the practice starts.
So how do people react over there, like, with the newcomers? Like, do they, like, is there older people in your team?
Oh yeah, everyone there is 20 and up.
Yeah,
I am the smallest.
How old are you now?
I'm 18.
Shit.
You're 18?
Yeah, I'm 18.
Dang, dude.
So when did I meet you then? When you were what?
Probably like 2 years ago.
No, when Hawthorne opened, that's when.
Like 17.
3 years, right? Yeah, 3 years.
15.
Ago.
15 then?
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah, 15, yeah.
B, why are you hanging around 15-year-olds, man? You're like 32.
He had a mustache already, and he was always kind of old, man.
Yeah. Hey, he could do akas now.
I didn't even know what the hell that was. And this guy came. He was, oh, yeah, can you do akka? I was like, what is that? Oh, this. And I was like, whoa, I want to know. I want to learn. I should hang out with this guy.
What is that? Yeah.
What is that?
So do you, as far as your training goes on a daily basis, is it pretty intense where it's Monday through Friday, then game on Saturday? How does your schedule usually work out?
We're asking this because we don't know shit about that. Like,
yeah, I don't know anything,
like,
about
that. I had friends that played there, but I never really asked them all these questions. Like,
because I mean, I have an idea as far as every team's different, so that's why I'm asking. How intense is it?
Whoa.
Over there?
You basically rest only when you sleep, because it's training every day.
Yeah.
You have
how many hours?
You have
how many hours?
It's like three.
3 hours.
Two. Because the gym is 1 hour, and then training is two.
And then you're off.
And then you're off the whole day. But my time, after I'm done practicing, I go to sleep for like 2 or 3 hours, and then like at 4 or 5, we go to the gym or do a little bit more like technical work. My brother.
Oh, dope. How old is your brother?
He's 26.
And he doesn't play. He just accommodates.
No, he's like an entrepreneur. He's on his own thing.
Oh,
he's
that's
trying
dope.
To do something.
Like his
big.
Business and stuff. That's dope. Yeah,
he's trying to do something big. He's
I
going
might
to school
actually,
over there.
I might actually do an event in Guadalajara.
Mm.
I want to do a 3v3 with Edward. Oh. And we've been thinking of doing like events in.
Where at?
We don't know yet.
Oh, in Guadalajara, I'll be there. Yeah. Just let me know and I'll be there. Yeah, I'll probably take some professional players too. Yeah.
Yeah, we wanna really do stuff in Mexico. It's either DF or Guadalajara, but I feel like in DF, when we went with Edward, we were cool the first night. We played and everything. The second day, we were dying. Yeah, like Edward said that he felt like he was carrying somebody.
You feel like you're gonna throw up. Like,
yeah, it's really bad.
Yeah, I'm not going there.
Well, you can go. It's nice. Just don't play.
Yeah, don't play.
Don't run.
Don't walk too fast. You'll die.
Yeah, you'll get dizzy. Nah, man, the altitude is not a joke, man.
No, I could. Yeah, definitely, I can. Even going to Big Bear, going to Yosemite, dude. The altitude is edge. I mean, that's nothing compared to what you're talking about, but you feel it, man.
Plus, the atmosphere, the smog or whatever. Yeah,
that makes it everything is just
the worse. Thing that I like over there though is that the air feels more clean.
Clean, yeah. Even though they have less pollution, like cars that bring out all the smog over there. Like, you're breathing real air.
There's no Priuses over there.
I don't know.
There's no what?
Prius. Like a Prius?
Yeah, there's Prius, but over there.
It's like electric car.
It's manual, bro.
Yeah, everything is manual.
Hey, the cars mostly are dope, though. Central America cars are dope over there, too. I wanted to bring
some
cars.
They have different cars. Like, they have European cars that they don't have here. Like, they have, like, this one car that's called Logan.
Mm-hmm.
That's the car my brother drives.
Is it the one with the lion?
Yeah. It's like a diamond.
Yeah.
Yeah, he drives that car. That's dope, man. They have
Volkswagens, a lot of Volkswagens.
Oh, yeah, they have a lot of
German cars. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What?
Jettas and all.
Oh, yeah, Jettas.
Jettas are
Las Chinchitas, like the little bugs.
Oh, yeah.
I miss Mexico, fuck.
Yeah. You should go back.
I will.
Yeah, you've been to the DF?
Yeah.
How's the driving over there?
It's crazy.
Who doesn't drive, man?
No, but like how, like,
should have said, how's the Uber over there?
Dude, these people, they have their own system, bro.
Yeah.
They have their own system.
They have no, driving? They have no lanes.
No lanes.
I experienced that in the Middle East. They have no, they have lanes, but they don't use the lanes.
Them. They don't respect them. They go like in the middle of the lanes. Like, there's a lane, like a line. Their car is like in the middle of the line. Yeah. They don't care. Yeah.
No, I know what you're talking about, because in the Middle East, they don't have any side mirrors either, because they get so close to each other, they hit them. They break them off. Yeah, so they don't have side mirrors. They just kind of drive.
It's crazy.
Yeah. That's why when they come here, they're bad drivers, because then they just, taxi drivers, and they just drive however they want.
Yeah.
And they're really bad at it. So, no, I feel you on that, man. And it usually causes a lot of fights. I've seen a lot of fights in the middle of the road.
Yeah.
They hit each other.
Then the police there, they don't really care.
Yeah. No, it's like.
No.
But someone calls the police. Oh, why don't you call me about something serious? Like, you guys could do that on your own.
That's.
Hey.
It's crazy.
Yeah, man. Who's your favorite player, man? Because you said Barcelona, so I'm kind of already. I kind of know where you're leading on this.
I'm a Barcelona fan, but.
Chris.
My favorite player is Ronaldo.
Walk out Ronaldo right now.
I know, because I remember his indoors he used to use.
Yeah,
Ronaldo. Like Cristiano Ronaldo.
Why do you like that guy? I'm not gonna even say his name.
Have you seen him play?
Yeah, I have.
Like, he will. If he says something, he'll do it.
You know, I give him credit, man. Cristiano,
he cares. Might be cocky or whatever, but he's cocky for a reason.
He carries a team, bro. He carries teams. He carries teams.
If he says, I'm going to score a hat-trick, he's going to do it. Just get ready for the hat-trick.
Yeah.
You
like
Ronaldo? Yeah.
Yeah, dude. He
You could hate Ronaldo, but you can't say he's bad.
He's not a bad player. I just don't like his attitude.
Yeah, his attitude. A lot of people like Zlatan. But
it's like Izzy said it. Like, in the streets, and like, you have to have a persona. You have to have a character. You know Ice. That was crazy.
Yeah.
You know,
he's
like
something else.
Yeah, Ice Cold is.
You gotta have you have to have a persona. You have to be cocky. You have to have like five kids with two different women at the same time. Yeah, that's great one.
And then
great persona, man.
And have all kinds of cars.
Yeah, great persona. The tightest pants.
He takes care of his kids, though.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
He's talking about Ronaldo.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he had like five kids with two girls at the same time. Dude, how's he beating the system on that, man? What system is he using?
It's not the U.S., bro.
Yeah.
Where do they get
yeah.
on it?
Yeah.
And plus, he's a multimillionaire. It's like...
He's like, oh, yeah.
And then those tax frauds come in. But Messi did the same thing, so I'm not going to talk, man. I don't know
how players... That's something people should really look in and study. How soccer players, really known soccer players, get, like not screwed like that, but, like, how are they not on top of their stuff, like, you know?
Taxes?
Yeah.
I think it...
They give all their tax money to charity.
Oh, yeah?
I think it comes to, like, a foundation, too, because Johan Cruyff, even... He was, like, one of the first guys that did a, like, a pension plan for players that kind of, like, backed them up and kind of like a... In a way, like a union, you know what a union is, right? Like a someone that represents you.
Mm.
So he was like one of the first guys to actually do that
Ajax or Barcelona.
Ajax.
Ajax.
He was like one of the first guys to help, you know, build that up. So I think that's where it kind of gets all a little messy. And I mean, they're so busy too, so they don't, you know, they don't have time to look like. But they don't have time to sit down like. Oh, I have 1.5 here, and like
yeah, but they have money, so they pay people.
Yeah, to do that and then for those them. People screwed up, and then, but you know, that's you know tax fraud.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Going to jail for 5 years, but you know what's crazy? What's crazy about this is, if you look at like Ronaldo's and I think even Messi's like relatives, dude, they're like some like legit like criminals. Do you know that?
No.
Like, I believe Messi's brother is, like, he had some stuff with either the mafia or something like that.
Cartel?
Yeah, shit. Something. I think Ronaldo has a brother, too, right?
Yeah.
I think he had some issue. Even Pelé's, like, kids Pelé's were in son the prison. Was a drug dealer, yeah. And, like, just, like, crazy stuff, man. You're, like, there's your idol, and then his brother's just, like, all bad. Like, you don't even talk about the brother. It's, like, the black sheep,
yeah.
You know?
I mean, like, they're all on their own stuff.
Yeah.
He's all of you. If you're happy like that, then I'm happy.
I wonder if he supplies him with money.
Who?
Ronaldo.
His brother?
Yeah.
How many brothers do they have? One, right?
I don't look up on him that much.
Yeah. He probably just gives him money when he needs it.
Yeah.
If he really needs it. If not, he's not.
Yeah. I don't know his middle name. I don't, you know, can care less about him, to be honest with you.
Mm. Let's get back to Jordan.
Yeah. All right. Off with my tangent, but so Ronaldo's your guy, right? Cool. Why?
He could literally do anything on the pitch. You want a bicycle kick? He'll score you a bicycle kick. You want a header? He'll score you a header. You want him to jump? What higher than players' heads?
Okay,
so
but,
win a header.
He'll
win.
Here you go.
Outside of that, what about him do you most like admire? I guess you could
His
say.
Footwork.
His footwork,
his speed, his mentality to just win the game.
Yeah.
His mentality to help out the team. You might think he's a one team player, but he does it because he wants the team to win, not because he wants to be
like
apart. He wants to be the best player in the world, but I mean, I think anyone would want to be the best player in the world.
And I seen him like when he's injured or he gets off. He's right there next to the coach, telling the players what to do.
Yeah, he's gonna be. I think he's gonna be a coach, huh?
Yeah, I think so.
He doesn't just leave the pitch and like. No, he goes back and he gives him motivation.
Yeah, that's leadership and passion.
He cries when.
Yeah.
When he gets injured,
because
he knows that they need him.
Yeah, I was thinking about this the other day. Is it's cool to see that. That these guys are in their prime, like now, like it's cool to be able to see that because in you know 20 years they're not gonna be with it. Even like Messi, the whole competition between him and Ronaldo, it's cool to see that because I think it was like who are we gonna see next as far as
you will see next.
I don't know, but I'm curious who we're gonna see next. As
I'll
far
tell
as
you
next.
Right. I'll tell you right now. Mbappe. There's a few in the list for me. Mbappe, Vinicius.
I can see that.
Who else? I think Neymar still has some kind of fight in him.
Just offer him a lot of money and he'll.
I really like Dembele.
Oh yeah,
he's a crazy talent.
Just he doesn't know what foot he uses though, so that's a problem.
You know why? Because he's good with both.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
That's crazy when they ask. I seen the interview. So which one you kick like? Right. Wait, left?
Didn't he say something about, oh, I shoot penalties with my right foot and free kicks with my left? Like, what?
Yeah. That's crazy, man.
Who else? Who else do you think?
Those are the, just my top, like, guys. Like, I'm sure, like, everywhere else, there's going to, maybe 2-3 years from now, some dude's just going to show
up. How about El Chucky?
El Chucky? Oh, Lozano? He's dope. I like also Dybala. Rene's like Dybala.
Dybala, yeah.
I think Dybala just needs to... I feel like he needs to get out of his comfort zone. I feel like once Messi retires, Dybala's just going to be free.
Well, I mean, he's gonna go to Barca soon. That's all I'm going to say that.
But there wasn't the this controversy in Argentina that Messi didn't really want him to be playing.
They don't
play good together.
Yeah.
That's what Messi said.
I don't know.
That's kind of messed up. Cause
yeah, that is messed up. Because I feel Dybala could bring a lot to the table.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he could. See, the reason I get on Mbappe is because...
Look. Yes, I know what you're going to say, but you saw what he did in the World Cup with high-level players. That's you have to give him that.
Yeah, but he had a freaking golden team in the World Cup. You have Pogba, you have Benzema, you have... Who else was on that team? The French team. Who else was on the team? I forgot.
Giroud.
Griezmann.
Dude, you have like a golden team. It's like when Spain. It's like, dude, you have Barcelona and Madrid.
Yeah, but
put together. We can say the same thing about Ronaldo, though.
I mean, you have to like see also. I mean, Brazil has everyone.
Yeah,
Belgium.
Yeah, I just think he needs Argentina. Once he gets out of that French league and Spain. Goes to like a legit league that's like not just money based but has competition, then you can say like, oh yeah, like. He's legit. Like, when he starts putting in work like Ronaldo or Messi, and I was like, okay, cool. He's,
that's even why I'm a little upset with Neymar.
I feel like...
Oh, yeah, he downgraded.
He could do that anywhere. I feel like Mbappe could do what he does anywhere.
Yeah, because of his technique.
And anywhere he goes, he's going to have top-class players. So they're going to help him do anything.
We'll see, though, because I heard Bell's out the door soon, too.
I think so.
He might be going to... he's on Liverpool's list.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But why are we talking? This is like a Bleacher Report, so I'm gonna stop talking ESPN, about this ESPN. Right now.
But I think my uncle's radio station over there.
Yeah,
how they talk about soccer and they're gonna do
Bro, anything else you wanna touch on? How like the community aspect of playing in Mexico? How the community's taking it as far as you being from here going there? Any like outreach you do with the community, playing soccer, anything like that?
Like community?
Do you guys do like community? Do you reach out into the community with younger kids playing? How's like future players? Oh. Do you guys do any of that stuff?
Yeah. We last time we went to go train with the Tercera team.
What's that?
There's third division, second division, and first.
So you're in what division?
I'm in second division.
Second. Okay.
We went to go train with them and to like help them out and talk to them and show them like what it feels like to play with bigger players.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to go talk to them like, oh, like, you know, everyone here is like really good, but you guys need to work hard, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
how? So you're in second division. Mm-hmm. This actually brings up a good topic. You're in second division. You're starting second division, right? As the number 10.
No.
You're not. Oh, well, you were saying you're playing the number 10 role.
No, that was in the previous team that I was.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. So you're starting second division. When are you going to go up into first division? Like, what's the process for that?
For 1 year. 2 years.
2 years?
1 year. I'll give you 2 years max.
Is it because of your age or your height? You know.
It's just a process. It's they need to watch me play more. So they're waiting to see what I can do, and then they're gonna start like, I'm already training with the first, mm-hmm. So they're just waiting to like get rid of players.
You train with the first?
Yeah, I train with the first.
That's really good.
So they're just waiting to get rid of some players from the first team, so they can give me a chance. Because there are already a lot of players that are getting old, and they're not even good. Like there's other players that they're losing their game. They want to get rid of them. They want to sell them.
Yeah. That's dope, man. Well, dude, 2 years. You're 18?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. You're not even in your prime yet either. You're still young, man. Mm-hmm. Pee-wee, do you have anything you'd like to share on that?
I better see Pedro Acas. That's what I want to see.
Pee-wee wants to know, when is he going to get his shot at first division?
You're fucking crazy.
When he goes back in time, maybe?
Shit. They don't have Chick-fil-A there either, huh?
He would
hate that place.
But they do have good tacos in the world.
I've heard that tacos.
They have the best tacos in the world.
P-Dub, you would like that. PWG, street food.
They have a lot of street food. It's amazing.
Extravagant.
Churros.
Bro, that's
elotes.
And over there you could eat a lot and not gain.
But they don't have pupusas, so that's the problem.
No, but they have gorditas.
He likes pupusas.
I'm still waiting on...
His girlfriend is Salvadorian.
I'm still waiting on Renee to hook me up with some pupusas, but...
We can go today. I can hook you up. I know a place where they're really good.
I know a place off Inglewood Boulevard that makes them right off in the project. I told you, the projects.
Yeah.
Cover City projects, yeah.
There's some that they sell outside the Galleria Mall. Those are really good.
I want like that, you know. I want to be in like the area, you know. I want to feel it.
No, they come from the area.
Yeah, but I want to be in the area and eat my pupusas in the area.
He wants to be in the hood. And
buy them there and then go over there.
We'll buy them there and we'll go to the
hoodest place you want. Eat him at the corner of where we're about to get shot.
Yeah.
But
Pee-wee, anything, bro?
Yeah, like what would you give like people that are trying to be pro or like kids from Hawthorne, like that are barely starting, they barely go there, besides following Pola and you know, copying their tricks. Like, I'm just kidding. But what will you give, like, what example, like, what will you tell them, like, yo, you this is what you should...
Want to be pro, bro?
Yeah, never give up, never, like what do you think, like, you were there in Hawthorne. You know what it feels like to be there.
Yeah.
And then now you're in a different position.
What I've noticed is they don't take it serious.
Yeah.
They play, and they know they're good, and they think that's...
That's it.
I'm already good. Like, but okay, you're good. But what are you gonna do? Like,
yeah.
Do something big. Bring your game to a better level. Start looking. Stop being lazy.
Yeah.
Stop being lazy and start searching. Go to tryouts.
Yeah.
If you know you're good, if you're not good, but you want to make it, just keep training. Keep training. Train hard. Even if you are good, keep training. You're not the best.
Yeah.
There's always gonna be someone better than
you. I stopped training because I knew I was the best.
What would you tell the kids to stay away from the guy with the hoodie or what?
Nah, he has a lot of good tips. He can help you. He helped me a lot of stuff.
It was all you, man. Like, when I met Jordan, I was like, dope, man. Like, he could finish for you. And I feel like Kenji, like, he could finish, man.
Yeah, he's good too.
He's good, man. Like, there's a lot of kids.
He's only 15, 16.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. It's like
you don't have to waste your time.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know how, like, you know, or like, you've been there. Like, what do you think they should do? Like,
I think now.
Yeah.
They need to go to the professional team. They need to go right now.
Yeah.
Before they waste their time. I wasted 2 years. I waited until I was like 17, 18.
I remember you told me.
To leave. And I should have been there since I was 15, 16. Yeah. And already playing with the academy over there.
Yeah.
So luckily, my skills, the connects and all that helped.
Yeah. I feel like your individual skills helped a lot. Or else, like you say, everybody's almost... Like, this is how I see soccer. A lot of people are basic.
Mm-hmm.
And they're really good at their basic. But then you get somebody that's really good, passionate, and, like, has skills. They stand out a lot.
Yeah. I think passion overcomes a lot of it, though.
Yeah, but like skills, bro.
But like the skills is because you trained.
Yeah.
You can't just be like born with skills.
No.
People can say that, but
no.
Like, what they don't know is that player's been training, training their whole life.
A lot of people really say good. Talent.
It all.
I'm like, yes and no.
It all brushes down to the passion, though, because you have so much passion with the game, you're going to want to train to get better, and you're going to keep going with that.
Yeah, in Hawthorne, I see a lot of people that they should be, like, already doing...
Just say it.
Huh?
Just say it.
Who, Renee?
No, I'm not talking about Renee.
Nah, I feel Renee, Kenji, and a lot of you.
Over Renee, man.
No, like, I see a lot of kids in a lot of different parks, but I've seen a lot in Hawthorne, you know? Like, I used to see kids in Bell Gardens Veteran Park that play for they were playing for the Academy and Galaxy. They're really, really good, man. Yeah. And they will still go out there and play street.
Yeah. I've played with them. Yeah. We've all played in the same team.
But, bro, the Galaxy Academy, I feel like some of these academies don't really take it serious, though, either.
They don't know.
LAFC's Academy is going to be something.
They don't know how the U.S., the MLS, doesn't know how to take care of young talent.
They don't.
I'm afraid of Alvarez. Like, he's a homie and everything. And he's already playing. He's 16, playing in MLS first division next to. And you see what he's doing with his footwork.
Yeah, he's a baller, dude.
Bro, it's like that's street. That takes dedication, of course, and like and being in rough neighborhoods, man. Like I have my little brother playing California League. Like right there, bro, it's do or die. You know,
yeah,
and you learn like okay, yeah, you get injured, but that teaches but you that, what, that, to be faster.
It's called in Spanish like cornudo. It's called like
colmillo, huh?
Cornillo. It's good also playing with like in the barrio, like older people playing like street, because you learn how to protect yourself because you have to.
Yeah,
you have to. So you learn ways to like be dirty, but not dirty, but like
avoid
make stronger. It makes you a better player.
Because
no one's gonna want a player that's just gonna flop, fall every time they foul. You're gonna get fouled no matter what, but you need to know how to not get fouled. Take the hits.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I think that's one of the main things.
Use your hands
things.
And everything.
Yeah.
You don't even have to be a fast player to be good. You could be a smart player. Like, why do you think these old players, they're really good? Because they know how to, like, cover the ball. They know how to pass you the ball.
They know the simple. They know the basic things to do instead of, hey, if I cannot run you, I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
And you're going to waste a lot.
He's got to be smart.
Dang, bro, that's dope. Wow, man. What an honor it is to have you today.
Oh, thank you. Wow. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
No, but I think that's all the time we got today. Mm. And, I mean, super cool to hear what you're doing, man. And you're super young, which is really cool. And
we'll be waiting for your jersey.
I'll probably be back in 2 years or one. If I put the guests over there, San Jose's already looking.
San Jose?
San Jose first what? Team.
San Jose Earthquakes.
Oh, to come back. Okay.
They want me to go try out with them.
That'd be dope, man.
For the first team.
That's dope.
But my dad was telling them, like, oh, first I'm going to put him here because I want him to register.
Is your dad your manager?
Yeah, he's my agent. Yeah. He wants me to register there.
Yeah.
Because if I register in Mexico, I'm not going to be considered extranjero anymore.
Yeah.
If I don't register before 19 in Mexico, I'm going to have to compete with the outside players, the extranjeros.
Yeah.
The European players and all that come. I'm going to have to compete with them.
So you want to get that dual citizenship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I already have it.
You already have
just
it.
Just waiting.
Well, yeah, man. I'm looking forward to seeing you soon on the tube. I'm gonna scream your name. Be like, I talked to that kid.
Yeah, he went from the streets to the pitch, man.
Yeah.
Once I'm in first division, we'll come do another.
Yeah, that'd be dope. Give me a signed jersey so I can.
I'll bring you a jersey.
Put it somewhere.
I don't
know
where
I'm gonna put it, but I mean that spot's open. But you know, I'm still waiting on that jersey.
Izzy,
but yeah, man, it's dope to have you, man. Excited to see what you're gonna be doing in the future, and excited for you to come back and talk to us again when you're signing the big contract. You take us out to lunch.
Oh yeah, I'll take you to the buffet.
Yeah, we'll go get pupusas.
I'll take you to Mexico over there to go eat.
Oh, that'd be dope, bro. Dope, but yeah, man, super super cool to have you. P, we have anything else to say, man?
Just good luck, man. Just rep. I think
stay humble.
Yeah, rep what you know and just keep growing. Don't. I know you could do ACAS and all that stuff, but you need to evolve. Like you need to just bring it to the pitch, man.
Yeah.
I feel like that's
to
the pitch.
Oh,
I think that's one of the things Ronaldinho did best, where he took his technique that he learned in the streets,
put it
and applied it, man.
Yeah.
After that, bro, the sky's the limit. That's how I feel.
Yeah.